Have you shot anything with them yet? Have they covered you doing anything out and about?
I went to a concert, a concert with my wife that she was working a part of, Saturday, and they came along, and you know, it's crazy, man. You know, it was about six cameras there. It was
Wow.
You were at a concert with six cameras around you?
Yeah.
So much for being incognito at a concert, right?
Right. It was wild, you know, walking through the Toyota Center, and you know, they were everywhere. So, like I said, it'll be an adjustment. It was really like reality TV.
Have you seen the show? And I ask that because a lot of times you're in training camp, so you don't get. Have you seen episodes of the show previous
Oh
years?
yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of it. I watch it every year. You know, like I said, you just have to do your job. You know, because if you're not doing your job well, then you know it can be detrimental.
Yeah, it would seem like it's motivation.
Absolutely.
You get. I mean, I think back to Jake Matthews. As a rookie tackle, having to go against, you know, a couple of guys, obviously faced J.J. Watt. It's all happening on Hard Knocks right in front of everybody in a practice.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing like being ready and getting yourself, you know, I would imagine that's a talking point. Don't get embarrassed on HBO.
Not at all. You know, you have to come out and compete, you know, just for your own motivation and everything like that. But that's definitely another incentive.
Well, Dwayne, we appreciate you joining us today, and congratulations. We look forward to season two of Dwayne Brown Live at Fuddruckers this time.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it as well.